Good Tuesday morning. Let's you and I take a look at local sports. We'll start in baseball from yesterday's action. It was Hoopston Area over Armstrong Potomac 5-3. BHRA gets by Schlarman 9-4. Salt Fork slides by Iroquois West 5-4. Watseka over Milford 8-4. Champaign Central shuts out the Vikings of Danville 10-0, a final in 6. Oakwood over Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman 12-0, a final in 5. Heritage at Tri-County was postponed until tomorrow. Olney at Paris was postponed till later on this afternoon. South Vermilion over Attica 8-6. Terre Haute South over Covington 6-4. And North Putnam over Fountain Central by 1-7-6. Girls softball, Hoopston Area over Armstrong Potomac 3-1. Westville pounds the Cardinals of Chrisman 23-0. A final in 4. Sarah Gordo Bement over Heritage Academy 15-0. Also a final in 4. It was Oakwood Schlarman over Georgetown Ridge Farm 6-3. Salt Fork gets by Iroquois West 7-2. Milford System Park over Watseka 13-5. St. Joseph Ogden over Tuscola 16-8. Olney at Paris postponed until May 15th. Lebanon over Benton Central 4-2. West Vigo over Covington 16-6. Clinton Prairie over Fountain Central 14-0. Lafayette Jeff over Seeger 11-1. And South Vermilion pounds Attica 17-2. In track and field at the BHRA Blue Devils boys last chance meet, BHRA and the Blue Devils come out in first. Rantoul in second. Oakwood in third. Westville in fourth. Milford System Park in fifth. Sixth was Hoopston Area, Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman in seventh, Iroquois West in eighth, and Heritage in ninth. Iroquois West, St. Joseph Ogden, Arcola at Salt Fork Throwers Meet, that was postponed until this afternoon. At Western Boone on the boys' division, it was North Montgomery in first, Western Boone in second, Fountain Central in third. Those were the same results on the girls' side. At Logansport, Logansport beat Benton Central on both the boys' and girls' side. In boys' tennis, Paris over Mattoon 5-4, Covington over Attica 5-0, Crawfordsville over Seeger 4-1. Boys' golf, Park Heritage takes down South Vermilion and Riverton Park. Men's college golf, the NCAA Urbana Regional after day one. Illinois in first at -7, Texas Tech in second at -5. Illinois golfers in the top 50, Jackson Buchanan is 8 under par in first. Ryan Voice is in a tie for 15th. Max Herendon is in a tie for 19th. And in a tie for 33rd is Jake Birdwell at 2 over par. The NCAA Auburn Regional after day one. Auburn in first. Purdue is in a tie for 5th. There are several Purdue golfers in the top 50, led by Jensen Forrester. He's in a tie for 10th at 1 under par. On tonight's schedule in baseball, System Park, Christ Lutheran at Watseka, Salt Fork at Heritage, Iroquois West at Ridgeview, Tri-Valley travels to St. Joseph Ogden, Westville hosting Centennial, Olney at Paris, BHRA at Seeger, North Vermilion travels to Hoopston Area, Oakwood at Covington, Attica at South Vermilion, McCutcheon at Benton Central, Park Heritage will be hosting Riverton Park. In softball tonight, Salt Fork travels to Armstrong Potomac, St. Joseph Ogden at Danville has been canceled, Heritage Academy at St. Thomas More, South Newton at Iroquois West, Paris will be hosting Robinson, Westville traveling to GCMS, Covington at Benton Central, Riverton Park at Park Heritage, Lafayette Central Catholic will be hosting Seeger, Attica will be traveling to South Vermilion. In track and field, St. Joseph Ogden, Arcola at Salt Fork Throwers Meet for that remake from yesterday. Iroquois West, Schlarman, Watseka, all at the PBL Boys Invitational. Girls soccer, Danville at Richwoods. Boys tennis, Urbana at Danville. Girls tennis, Clinton Prairie at Attica. Delphi will be traveling to Benton Central. In boys golf, Attica at Bay County at Fountain Central. North Putnam at South Vermilion. College baseball, Purdue traveling to Ball State. And in men's college golf, Illinois continues at the NCAA Urbana Regional, and Purdue continues at the NCAA Auburn Regional. This check of sports on this Tuesday has been a service of State Farm agent Ross Webb. Insurance have you at a loss? Call Ross at 443-1500, or you can visit his office at 711 Oak Street in Danville.